I like going for walks, and I'm always keen to take a walk in whatever part of the country I find myself in. The other week I took a trip down memory lane to meet up with a fella called Jimmy Begg. Now, Jimmy's trail manager of the Ayrshire Coastal Path. The Ayrshire Coastal Path is big. It's a long-distance trail, and it was built by the Rotary Club of Ayr and associated Rotary Clubs. It's been 5 years since I met Jimmy last, so I said to him, right, just remind me, tell me about the path.
It's 100 miles long from Glenapp to Skelmorlie. An awful lot of it is on farm tracks and estate roads. A lot of it is on beaches. But we've got 7 or 8 or 10 miles where we've actually got to do a lot of physical work in cutting back the clifftop pass, vegetation, gorse, bracken. We've had a lot of building work done over the last 3 years. Last year we spent about 690 hours with the Pathfinder squad on improvements and another 350 man-hours on maintenance. So we've done a lot. I've now got a team, instead of just a dozen Rotarians, I've now got a team of 50 men and women. Some of the guys here are Rotarians with us today, some are non-Rotarians. A very skilled squad of people now, and we can do about 3 times as much work as we were doing 5 years ago.
What impressed me about this when last we spoke was, you know, it's a 100-mile long-distance path put together by the Rotary Club in the space of something like, what was it, 4 years?
From the first grant till we got it finished, it was 18 months. But there have been 2 years preparatory work before that, speaking to landowners, working out where the signage was going and the route the path was going to take. But we've really done extremely well. In fact, this year, the Ayrshire Coastal Pathfinder squads won the Pass for All National Award for Community Path Workers.
Excellent. Why did you think it was necessary to put in a long-distance path? What was the demand for it?
The necessity was to work out a project to commemorate 100 years of Rotary International. And we just decided initially to make a path between Ayr and Killeen Castle. And then we thought, well, we could take it down the beach to Girvan. And, well, from north to Largs is nearly all beaches. And then extended further if we could perhaps then take it from Girvan down to Ballantrae and north from Largs to Skelmorlie, we could make it an Ayrshire Coastal Path. Mm-hmm. But it extended even further because we persuaded the Rotary Club of Stranraer to link up with the Southern Upland Way and us, and also to extend it down to Mulgay. So now we've got the Mull of Galloway Trail, and then we persuaded the Rotary Clubs of Allander, that's Mulgay, Gourock and Greenock, to do a path from Weemsby to Mulgay to join on with the West Highland Way.
Hang on a second. If you're talking about the Southern Upland Way connects to the Ayrshire Coastal Path, the Ayrshire Coastal Path connects to Mulgay, effectively, and Mulgay connects via the West Highland Way all the way to Fort William.
That's right, even further, because in 2010 we were invited by the International Appalachian Trails from Canada to be part of the International Trail of Europe. Mm-hmm. And so we became, along with the West Highland Way, the first two chapters of IAT, International Appalachian Trail Scotland, which links with IAT Ireland. And we've had people walking from Slieve League in the west coast of Donegal right across to Stranraer, been picked up, taken down to the Mull of Galloway by the Stranraer boys, and then walking all the way up to Cape Ross. We're now, Mark, at the top of the Fisherton Gully Pass, which goes down to it a quarter of a mile down the hill. Initially, there's no pass here. We had to work out a route how to come up this from the beach because our previous route was not practical. And we finished up. I was down the bottom looking and I found some roe deer tracks heading up an escarpment. And I thought, if it's good enough for roe deer, and we followed it and we dug it out, made a rough pass. And now, 10 years later, we've upgraded it hugely, which you'll see as we walk down it.
This is kind of steep, Jim.
It is. Oh, yeah, this is steep. This is only the start of the steep bit. We actually carried in 15 tonnes of wind chips in bags, plus all the steps, 130 steps, and about 15 railway sleepers involved in some bridges and construction further down. And this was done over a period of about 6 or 7 months last winter. We're finished off at the bottom. Down at the bottom, you'll see coming up from the bottom, we've used stones from the beach to form steps and so on. But you'll see these as we go down.
This is interesting. It's a railway sleeper bridge to the left, several stones, and then a railway sleeper bridge to the right, across the ditch. And off we go. And some interesting agricultural archaeology lying down here too.
You'll recognise that mark at the... A 50-year-old farm, cow farm, midden for... I think we've had two old cars, but from the registration numbers, there's neither an A or a B at the beginning or the end, so they're probably just post-war. Uh-huh. So you'll see a couple of engines lying there.
It's nearly a flat, calm sea. It's quite oily into shore. And this is a shingle beach, essentially, which runs maybe 20 metres up from the tide mark at the moment. Rocks all the way around, and there is nobody. Nobody around except us. This is exactly the kind of beach I like.
It's what a lot of walkers love. It's just away from the promenades and the sandy beaches and so on. And there's an awful lot of wildlife in around here, seals and otters.
I'm Paul Williams. I'm in Rotary Well. I've been here about 4 or 5 years, and I'm a path warden, I think I am. And I look after the stretch from Dunure down there through to almost Ayr, and walk the path and check that any works need doing. And the joy of it is that you've got this fantastic countryside, and it never disappoints. And then you meet people who are excited to walk the path, and so that's great reward in itself.
My name is Bob Gibson. I've been sort of involved in the path the last sort of 18 months or so. I went to a Geographical Society meeting where Jimmy was doing a talk on the walk, because myself and another couple of friends were actually in the middle of walking end to end. And at half time on top and introduced myself to Jimmy and said that I was
always a mistake.
Keen to. True enough, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it. So I'm now one of the path wardens as well, and I organise most of the maintenance on a weekly basis.
Hi, and I'm Chris, and I've been a pathminder now for about 6 months. So one of the new boys, one of the youngsters on the street, at a young 55.
Yeah, you were introduced to me earlier as the one with the back.
Any
heavy lifting, it's you.
My problem is I just look so young for my age.
That's probably exactly it. Yeah.
But I've heard that after a year, I'll probably look between 70 and 80.
Do you see a lot of traffic on these paths?
A few walkers. But, I mean, the beauty about volunteering for this is, you know, you come out and, you know, you look today. Now, obviously, viewers can't see the view that we can see over Arran.
Well, describe it, then.
It's a lovely day. It's slightly overcast, but it's nice and bright. We're looking over. The sun's starting to think about going down towards Ireland. We can see Ailsa Craig. We can look over the waters, which are as still as a still thing, over to Arran. It's stunning. And to be honest with you, as most people in Scotland will know, there's not a finer sunset across the world. It's absolutely beautiful. And that's the satisfaction that we get from doing this type of work.
This takes you down. How many steps are here?
I think about 130.
Oh, about 130.
Well, actually, wooden ones. There's another 20 or 30 stone ones at the bottom.
150. 150 came a voice on the top.
The obsessional counter has counted them all.
We've come right the way around to the bottom. And for some reason, there's what looks like hay bales sitting quite far up from the high tide mark. How did they get there?
They got there, and I think it was Dorm Alley, which is a south-easterly. The field we came across 300 feet high up over the cliffs there had barley in it, and it had been baled. They're still lying out, and the poor farmer, Alan, came out one morning and was missing 15 bales at about £30 each, which had blown over these cliffs up there and landed on the beach. Fortunately, there were no walkers out in Storm Alley, so that was a big loss to a farmer, losing that in a bad winter.
You said to folk from out with Scotland, you're going to come on holiday, you want to walk in a nice part of Scotland, they wouldn't automatically think of Ayrshire.
No, we had an American who came through the summer with his wife, and they came from the middle of Minnesota or somewhere like that.
Kentucky,
was it? And he came down, he walked the whole length of it, and he raved about it. And I said, how did you get on to this one? Well, he said, we'd done the River Thames, and we wanted something with a bit more spice, a bit more adventure, and quality.
I met them during the middle stage of their walk, and the weather had been pretty poor all week, and they were clad from head to toe in wet weather gear. And I asked them if they were enjoying themselves, expecting to say, well, the weather could have been better. And they said it was the best experience they'd ever had in their lives.
Trail manager Jimmy Begg there on the Ayrshire Coastal Path with some of the volunteers, Paul, Bob and Chris, to name but three.
But I remember when you did that 5 years ago, they built that path in
phenomenal time, within a very short period of time.
Really extraordinary, you know, because I mean, it was Jimmy's idea, I think, initially. And I think within, I think I'm correct in saying, something like 18 months, they built something like 40 miles of path. And then they managed to convince the Rotary Club to the south of them to extend it, and the Rotary Clubs to the north of them to extend it. And it's just extraordinary.
We should have got the Rotary Club of Aberdeen to build the bypass, which is a big
bypass. Could have done it in a couple of weeks.
It's a big bypass.